Hi, this is Chris. Are you ready for today's adventure in Odyssey? Me too. But since it deals with mature themes, invite your parents to share this episode with you. Previously,
I've been so worried about you ever since Mr. Norton's funeral. Questioning your faith has made you into a different person.
Olivia, something happened that you're not telling anyone about. I think this goes beyond sadness and confusion over your teacher's death.
And when you're ready to pray again, you'll let me know?
Yep. You gave Andy Rome my story. You knew I was competing with Andy for editor-in-chief, and you did it to hurt me.
Maybe.
I've been trying so hard to figure out how to be your friend through all this. I don't know if it's worth it anymore.
Maybe you should just stop trying.
Wait, are you saying, are we not friends anymore?
I guess not.
Goodbye, Olivia.
Goodbye, Zoe.
Olivia, is that you?
Yeah, I'm home.
You got a package. It was on the front porch. Had your name on it.
Ooh, let's see. Ah. It's from Zoe.
Oh. What did she say?
Let's see. Here's some stuff you left at my house over the years that I kept forgetting to give to you.
That's so sad. It makes your breakup feel official. Oh, what's that?
Oh, this is a tool for making bead necklaces. You remember that bead phase we went through?
Oh, yeah. Beads were everywhere in this house. Mm-hmm. In the carpet, the couch, the laundry.
We were going to start our own bead store. Some beady loves me.
Oh, I'm surprised that didn't go national.
Kind of glad we never got the financing.
I suppose things are awkward between you and Zoe at school.
Oh, yeah. We have a couple classes together and we see each other from across the room. But she was crying today.
Why?
They chose Andy Rome to be the student editor-in-chief of The Owl.
Oh. Did you say anything to her?
I don't think she wants to hear from me. Especially about this.
Olivia, you misspelled my brother's name again. It should be no surprise to you that your work is sloppy, waiting until the last night to finish.
You know, I've had trouble concentrating the past couple of weeks.
Because of your former friend.
Among other things.
Zoe is in the past. She's not holding you back anymore. You can move on.
Zoe's play is tonight.
Why is this taking up space in your mind?
I kind of want to see it.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it because you want to support your ex-friend? Or is it because you want to see Priscilla Peterson botch the Old Testament?
I am not.
Because if it's the latter, I am behind you 100%. This would be hilarious.
Okay, it's starting in 20 minutes, so.
You are already going to be up late working on this paper. If you go,
I can still finish it.
I highly advise you to stay.
You know what? I'm going to do what you've been telling me to do for 6 weeks now, and I'm going to think for myself on this one.
You didn't let me finish. You should think for yourself when you agree with me. That is not the case here.
I'm going.
That is a very bad idea, Mnyashka.
Why?
Because Zoe doesn't want to see you in the audience.
I guess I'll take that chance.
Hey, Connie.
Olivia, I thought I saw you sitting in the back of the theater. I'm so glad you came tonight.
Yeah, it was great. Priscilla nailed it.
Yeah, she was good.
Well, it was a good script, too.
I thought so.
So, why isn't Zoe here?
She said she didn't want to accidentally cry in front of people.
She missed a performance of her own play because she wasn't named editor?
that's not the only thing she's crying about, Olivia.
Does Zoe tell you everything about me?
Can I sit with you?
Sure.
All right. You know me well enough that I can be straight with you, right?
Are you about to lecture me?
Just call it a few minutes of honesty.
All right.
When I first came to Odyssey and started working here, I wasn't a Christian.
Right.
But just because I wasn't a believer, that didn't mean I was a bad person. I still helped other people when they needed it, gave to charity, recycled.
Uh-huh.
I had a sense of right and wrong. But when I became a Christian, it became more than a sense. I suddenly had someone helping me.
The Holy Spirit.
Right. I finally had a moral compass. I had something to guide me. And the Bible gave me a direction to aim at. So, I'm wondering what your moral compass is these days, since it's not really God right now.
I guess I'm like you used to be. I just kind of know what's right and wrong.
So is that the moral compass you used when you lied to Zoe and caused her to lose the editor position?
And there's the honesty. Ouch.
Look, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but you need to know that being your own moral compass doesn't work out that well. Most of the time, you just end up doing what feels right for you. You know, you asked me the other day how I know the Bible is true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought of one more reason. Because the principles in the Bible work. Imagine if everyone lived according to God's commands. Or even just one of his commands. I mean, think about what the world would be like if everyone loved their neighbors as themselves. Or if everyone honored their parents. Or forgave others as Christ forgave us.
Yeah. You're right.
It'd be a really great world, wouldn't it?
And I would still have my best friend.
What are you doing?
My mom asked me to pick up some eggs on the way home from school.
Oh.
Ice cream tonight?
Yeah. We're just having some family time. Sort of.
That's nice. I guess the mint chocolate chip is for Olivia.
You guessed it. Oh, it feels like I haven't seen you in such a long time. Mm-hmm. How have you been?
Good. Well, I guess I couldn't call it good exactly.
Yeah. I heard your play turned out well.
I heard that, too. I didn't get to go that night.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Have you talked to her?
Not really.
She doesn't talk much to me either. And when she does talk, it barely gets past small talk.
I miss her.
Me, too. I mean, I miss the Olivia that I know is in there somewhere.
Is this the way it's gonna be from now on? Avoiding eye contact with her? Until we graduate? I have to look at the ground every time I see her coming down the hall?
Oh, I don't think so, Zoe.
Why?
Because God's gonna keep chasing after her. He won't ever give up on her. And we shouldn't either.
I know. It's just hard going through it right now.
Yeah. Thanks for being such a great friend to my kid. I don't want the ice cream to melt. I better get home.
Right.
Call me anytime if you want to talk. Or pray. Or whatever.
I will.
I'll see you later.
Wait.
Yes?
I have an idea. Could you help me with something?
You know, I was disappointed to hear what you had to say to your mother.
I am done with my paper on you, Leonid. Why are you still in my head?
You told her you wished you had picked a different subject.
Well, I do.
Oh, which philosopher would you have chosen? Immanuel Kant? Ugh. He is a clown. He believed in the categorical imperative. And one time he threw his little brother down a well. This last part is just rumor among us philosophers, but I believe it.
Leonid, all you have done is confuse me.
Confusion is often the path to wisdom.
Not in this case. Confusion has just led to more confusion.
You simply need to, how does this saying go? Tidy up your domicile.
Clean house?
Da. Rid yourself of all the voices from the past that you have outgrown now that you have been presented with the truth.
Voices from the past?
Yes, yes.
You mean my friends? Mr. Whittaker? Connie?
That is exactly what I mean.
I don't want to get rid of them.
It is the only way to grow, my naive friend.
No, you're wrong. I should be talking to them. In fact, you know what I'm going to do?
I don't think I want to know.
I'm going to go to Zoe's right now.
No, and say what?
Well, I don't know exactly. Hello might be enough.
You are letting your emotions supersede reason.
Maybe.
She will never forgive you. Are you ready to feel even more rejection?
I guess I'm about to find out. I guess no one's home. Maybe she's at Whip's End. What? It's closed? Oh. Whip's End closed early tonight for a personal matter. Sorry for the inconvenience. I guess I might as well go back home. Dear God, I...
What are you doing, Olivia?
Praying.
To whom?
God, I guess.
Are you sure you want to do that? Have you really thought this through? Because if you believe that God is listening to you, that means... it means you'll have to face up to what you did.
I know.
Are you ready to do that? For the rest of your life? To carry that burden, Olivia?
I don't know what else to do. I feel so... alone.
You are alone. That's what I've been telling you.
Mr. Whittaker.
Olivia, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm... It's good to see you.
Care to go for a walk?
Sure.
Are you cold?
No. No.
I talked to Zoe today.
Yeah?
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why did you do a research paper on Leonid Zepanov?
Oh. Well, we were supposed to pick a philosopher.
And you chose one that actively spoke against Christianity?
I guess I was just curious.
Just curious?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I believe that.
Why?
Well, I understand having doubts. But I get the impression that you were actually looking for reasons to doubt. Otherwise, why would you choose a subject who detests Christianity as much as Zepanov?
No, I just saw the book on Miss Adelaide's shelf.
Olivia, it's more than that, and we both know it. What are you not telling me?
I can't.
Look at me. Mr. Norton died on that ski trip and left a wife and kids behind, and that was a hard thing for all of us. But something different happened to you. What was it?
It's terrible.
Now, what? What?
Please don't make me say it out loud, Mr. Whittaker. Now,
I think you need to.
No, no, no. It's my fault.
What are you talking about?
The night before the deadline, I prayed for a miracle that the money for the ski trip would suddenly appear. And then it did, the next morning. So we went on the ski trip, and Mr. Norton is dead because of my prayer.
You can't blame yourself for that.
But it is my fault. You always talk about how prayer works. I should never have prayed so selfishly.
Olivia.
Well, do you or don't you believe that prayer works, Mr. Whittaker?
Of course I do.
Then how can it not be my fault?
Well, God hears our prayers. But at the same time, God has an ultimate plan and will always do what he determines is best with his perfect knowledge and wisdom. He takes everything into consideration, including the prayers of his followers. But your prayers didn't tie God's hands, Olivia. You did not cause Mr. Norton's death. Oh, this is why you stopped believing in God, isn't it? Because you didn't want to live with the guilt.
I guess.
You'd rather believe that your prayers meant nothing than believe they meant something. I had a feeling it was something like this.
How could you know?
Well, because I'm going through the exact same thing.
What?
The last-minute anonymous donation for the ski trip? Yeah, it was mine.
Oh, Mr. Whittaker.
I've had a lot of sleepless nights thinking about that donation, wishing I'd never done it. Mr. Norton's son, Trevor, came in the shop once, and I couldn't even look at him.
Well, so have you had doubts, too?
No. And I'll tell you why. Because I refuse to believe the lie.
What lie?
Don't you see? Satan is putting these thoughts into your head. He wants you to feel responsible. Because he knows that the more guilt you feel, the further you'll drift away from God. That's his ultimate goal in every Christian's life, to rob us of our faith.
But what if my faith is already gone? I don't even know what to do.
Reject the lie right now. Tell Satan you're not going to let him deceive you anymore.
Okay.
And then reaffirm your faith in God. And I don't mean your parents' faith or your friends' faith. But your faith, do you believe he exists?
Yes.
Do you believe that he wants what's best for you?
Yes. I think, yes.
Do you believe he loves you, Olivia?
I do. But I need help to believe it.
That's okay. You're not alone in this. I hope you know that.
I feel alone.
That's another lie. Follow me. I'll show you.
The church?
Let's go inside.
Oh, what's going on? Why is my family here? Connie? Pastor Knox? Zoe? What are they doing?
They're praying. For you.
For me?
Zoe set it up. She and your mom called everyone you see. From what I hear, not a single person said no.
Wow.
You can try to deny the existence of God if you want. You can try to deny his creation. You can try to deny how the mountains, the oceans, the intricacies of the human body were all created. But how can you deny this? God gave you these people. These people who love you and love Jesus.
But what should I do?
Well, that's your decision. But everyone up there would be overjoyed if you joined them. Shall we go in?
If it's all right, I guess.
That hurt her, and the things I didn't do that I should have, and I...
Hello? Oh.
Olivia.
Oh.
Olivia?
Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
I heard you organized this?
Yeah.
This is really... I can't believe you're all here. For me.
We love you, honey.
All of us do. Pastor Knox... You opened up the church on a Tuesday night for this?
Can't resist a good old-fashioned impromptu prayer service.
I don't know what to say. I'm so... Mrs. Norton? How did
Wade
you...
Wade called me. He told me you were struggling.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to tell you something. My husband was a good man. He loved me, and he loved his children. But we decided when we got married that we would live life abundantly... And that sometimes means we would take risks. He loved going faster than he needed to. Loved challenging his fear. That sense of adventure was one of the things that made me fall in love with him. His accident was not your fault, okay?
Okay.
If Charles were alive today, he'd want you to know that it was God who gave him that sense of adventure. God who gave him that desire to challenge himself. And it's God who gave you your inquisitive mind and your thirst for knowledge and your very, very soft heart. Do you believe that too?
I do.
Then Charles would be very happy right now. He is happy right now.
So, what do we do now?
Would you care to join us, Olivia?
Well, if it's okay...
It's more than okay. It's wonderful. Do you mind if we all gather around you?
Oh, no, I don't mind.
I'll start. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail with peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we know that you're celebrating with us right now, mm-hmm. as one of your children who fell has now gotten back on her feet. We thank you that even when we are faithless, you remain faithful.
was boring.
What was?
A spontaneous prayer meeting. How cliche.
Leonid, it's time for you to go.
Nonsense. I am having so much fun here. Can you show me how to play the game in your basement with the teams of players who have no arms?
Foosball?
Such a strange name. Oh, and there is a fish in a bowl in Camilla's room. It's been there for 6 weeks. When are we going to eat it?
Oh, boy, we are not. That is Camilla's pet fish.
Wait, what? You keep fish as pets? Remarkable, you see. We could learn so much from each other.
I don't want to learn anything from you. In fact, I want you to leave.
No, I simply must stay.
All right, if you say so. I'm just gonna read my Bible then.
What?
Mm-hmm. Out loud.
No.
Let's see. Then Jesus told them this parable.
Ow.
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them.
Yes, I have heard this one before.
Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?
Boring plot. I much prefer tragic romances.
And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home.
You should stop reading
that. He calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep."
Okay, I'm leaving.
Finally, goodbye.
Farewell, my friend.
And good riddance. Come in.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you good night.
Oh, good night.
So, I'll see you in the morning. I'll make pancakes and...
Oh, hey, Mom.
Yes?
I'm ready to pray with you again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I am really glad to hear that.
It's so wonderful to see that Olivia is getting back to her old self again. Though come to think of it, she'll never be quite the same after this experience. Now that her faith has been challenged, it should be stronger. In Genesis chapter 32, Jacob also had a life-changing encounter when he wrestled with God in human form. The men wrestled all night long. As the sun came up, the stranger asked Jacob to let go of him. But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." You know what God did? He blessed him. If you decided to follow Jesus and trust in God's word, don't be surprised if you find yourself wrestling now and then, like Olivia did. Sometimes life doesn't make sense. We can't see the bigger picture, and what we know to be true may not always feel true. It's okay to ask questions. God understands and wants to bless you. Just be sure that as you wrestle, you hold tight to the Lord and refuse to let him go. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Lost One, Part 2, was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Greg Jabara, Natalie Lander, Katie Lee, Allison Packard, Mike Shapiro, Kelly Stables, Andre Stoika, and Amanda Troop. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.